Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's August 24th, and I'm wearing a Queen of Hearts New Era 5950 with a very odd four-card Royal Flush side patch purchased from Hibbett Sports and an Iowa Cubs t-shirt purchased from MILB.com. About 12 hours after Nolan Ryan recorded his 5,000th strikeout, Commissioner Bart Giamatti announced that Pete Rose had been permanently banned from baseball on this date in 1989. And that's why I'm wearing this t-shirt today. Here's your chance to vote. Does the Hit King belong in the Hall of Fame or not? And at the risk of sounding like one of your high school teachers, why or why not? Justify your case either way with supporting evidence. Peter Edward Rose has been on the outside looking in for the last 3.5 decades like a depressing mashup of a Gary Larson panel come to life narrated by Rod Serling. Charlie Hustle's now 83 years old, hobbled by bad knees, a body beaten up by 2 decades of spending way too much time playing on carpet dyed green. The Dowd Report, a breezy 225-page Cliff's Notes version of the 7 volumes of supporting documentation, laid out a pretty damning open and shut case. Charlie Hustle may have been too proud or perhaps thought that he could simply outlast and or outsmart baseball's powers that be. Heck, Giamatti died of a heart attack 8 days afterwards, so maybe there's something to that line of thinking, but the fact remains 35 years on that when Pete's in Cooperstown, the only way he can enter the Hall of Fame is by purchasing a ticket.